Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I'm your host for the show. Today, I am live from the Penn Station in New York. And for more information, you can go to www.pennstation.com. And you can look up information about this particular transportation center. Okay, and we're also here today to give you some information about our event that we went to last night. I actually took the event in on my own, but today we're recapping our visit to see the Ghostbusters presented by HBO and Bryant Park. It was like an 80s film festival. We watched cartoons. And we also watched the Ghostbusters movie. And part of the Ghostbusters movie was taped at Bryant Park inside of the New York Public Library on Fifth Avenue in New York City. The favorite slogan from the movie is, "I ain't afraid of no ghosts." And upon entry to the festival, which was outside on the lawn at Bryant Park, you can find information at bryantpark.org. And it was a lawn show, so it started at about 8 o'clock p.m. And we came early. There were free concessions. They had a big screen out with a big banner over it, advertising all of the sponsors and, you know, promoting the movie. There were chairs, but there were also a lot of people who did, like, picnic style with blankets. And we really did enjoy the whole event. Now, the concessions were free, and the popcorn, guess what, was painted green like the slime from the Ghostbusters movie. So we had green popcorn, and that was awesome. And the movie was also free, and then we had the green screen water as well with logos on them from the promotion. We also enjoyed free photos that were available at the photo booth, and they gave you a ticket slip that had your picture on in black and white, and you can go to the computer and go to their website, and you download the computer picture and load it for something like Facebook or Flickr, and I loaded mine to Facebook and Flickr. We also had a free raffle that was scheduled at 7:30 p.m. Prizes were given out to those who had the winning number. There were loads of vendors with all types of items and food. There was a beautiful panoramic view that started at during the sunflower rise. Not sunrise at that particular morning, but started during the sunlit hours. But there were also beautiful pictures for after sunset. So I did enjoy that. I took pictures after sunset, and then I took pictures before sunset. So there's also the lawn was filled with all type of audience members from all walks of life, all genres, all races. There was a beautiful fountain flirting with water, a carousel, for kids or for adults if you paid the price. And there was free magnets for your refrigerator or wherever you would like to place them with all of the logos and the Ghostbuster emblem. There was a Bryant Park Grill was also open with balcony seating for anyone who wanted to have dinner during the movie. There were also beautiful flowers in the plant tree around the park. So, I mean, it wasn't just grass alone. There were flowers everywhere, and then they had tall trees, and it, you know, produced a lot of shade during the sunlit hours. And we enjoyed it. You know, I enjoyed that with some other people sitting very tight and close. I enjoyed that. And I ran into a few people that had BO, but we got through the night. Also, there was a beautiful view of the Empire State Building, and I did load that on my Flickr page, so if you wanted to follow me there, you'll definitely find some beautiful pictures of all of the places I was able to achieve pictures of in the New York City area. It was definitely an outdoor celebration, and it lasts from June to late July of 2015. The sponsors were Bryant Park Corp., Bank of America, Times Out New York Magazine, and New York Presbyterian Church, and HBO. And so I wanted to tell you that because we are out and about in New York, and there's calendars of events, and there's all types of things that, you know, you can get out and do in the summer. The sun is, like, ruling. The humidity is worse than the sun itself. Sometimes you can catch a lot of night events now that this particular, you know, season is here. If we had an opening night was also last night, so we enjoyed that being the first movie, and then there will be loads of movies after that each Monday. So we were there for opening night, so we enjoyed that celebration and announcement. So there's a lot of film festivals going on, so if you want to look them up, you can go to Town DC Film Festival or HBO.com/HBO Bryant Park Film Festival. There's also information at New York Public Library, or you can go to bryantpark.org. It's on 42nd Street and 6th Avenue in New York City. Everything was free. And let's see, presentation was up to post question, so I got all of that out. I wanted to just go back over my notes. Now I want to tell you about a landmark where we are here in a longstanding landmark, which is Penn Station, and that also includes the Madison Square Garden. And so I'm here at the directory. It is entitled New Jersey Transit, and it has www.newjerseytransit.com information, and it just gives you more information about New Jersey Transit, Amtrak, and MTA of New York. And that means they have a rail system, a bus system, and a subway system. And they locate, they go out to all different types of the areas in New York, Long Island, Rhode Island. You can go to Staten Island, I guess, if you pick up the bus somewhere because you have to cross the bridge there or take the ferry. But there's all type of retail space here, food, and they have a lower level and an upper level. They have specialty services like Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo. There's all types of transportation, as we said before. And, you know, it's a beautifully shaped building, and it's just definitely one of these places that you probably would, you know, access if you were ever using public transportation while visiting New York. They have information to the Raritan line, and they also have North Jersey Post line, which I'll be using the station tomorrow to go to my son's graduation, which will be in New Jersey and Neptune. And so I'll go to that on tomorrow. So we'll be using the particular station. So we thought we would say, talk about it being a landmark because they have, you know, transportation that we use. And you can also get to Trenton to the Northeast Post line, and we also can go the North Jersey Post line into Long Branch or Bayhead. They have a Montclair line as well, and we'll be using the train system tomorrow. So anytime you need information, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, New Jersey Transit to find information on how to access and to schedule. And now that you'll all be going to college and traveling with friends to different festivals this summer as graduates, you know it's good to know to always stop by the kiosk and look up any information you have a question about. You can always stop at the directory, which includes a map, even if you need food in candy and soda and sandwiches. There's something on the directory to help you preserve time. And also, if you wanted to talk to a live representative, there are live representatives at the station information centers or at the ticket booth. So that's our time for this particular show, and we thank you for continuing to listen, and until next time.